just know who you are and let other people know.
Sure.
Be true. Don't, you know, we're too eager to be false online.
Hello and welcome back to the Finding Idaho podcast, where we dive into the greater Boise area real estate market, small businesses around here, and we share about Idaho life in general. Today, we've got Josh Langendorf with us. He is a marketing specialist. I'm going to let him introduce himself a little bit and just kind of talk about what he does for a living here.
Yeah, I'm Josh, and I help small businesses build their marketing campaigns, get their name, their business out there for the community they're trying to reach, whatever avenue that is, whether it is social media like we're going to talk about today or physical parts,
Right.
Anything from print to, getting involved in events and local community.
And maybe coffee mugs?
Sometimes coffee mugs. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So this guy, I always tell people he's responsible for my mugs, which I've kind of become known for. It's one of the things, at least. Josh has done it all. So what is your business then? What's the name?
The business is Creative Studio.
Okay.
Also known as Creative Design, and I also own Odd Duck Media.
Nice. Okay. So today we are getting into the social media aspects of things specifically. Title of today's podcast is How to Use Social Media for Your Small Business. So going to get right in. We had some people write in with some questions on my Instagram account because we threw it out there in the stories for people to ask. First question that we have – right off the bat, I'm going to pull it up here and it says, my marketing budget isn't huge. Where can I get the most bang for my buck through social media? I think that's a pretty common question for a lot of us that are kind of trying to run your own thing.
Absolutely.
Usually one man show or maybe, 5 to 10 people.
Right.
Not a lot of extra money to throw at things.
Two parts to that. The biggest part is you don't need money. If you want to put in the time and the effort, that's one thing I noticed that you do very well is you just bring in the content. Something like this is fairly low budget to have a podcast, even
right.
Just to be out there in the public, you have your dad jokes that are working. But just being consistent and posting and not being afraid to ask for like the shares for people to like your stuff, things like that. Just be a self-promoter.
Sure.
You can do it for little to no money if you need to.
Yeah.
As far as, first places to put money, usually it's with someone to help you build the content. Or
sometimes we're not always as creative as we would like to be.
Well, and you have to balance when you're running a business or managing a business or whatever it is. You have to figure out what your time's worth.
Sure.
So let's say you're a contractor. It's an example I like to use a lot for these kind of conversations. You're really good at remodeling houses and doing blueprints and all of that. So you do that quickly and efficiently. But when it comes to trying to do social media, this is out of your ballpark. So it takes you 2-3 hours to get a couple of posts put together.
Right.
And even figure out what to do. And that's where the value starts coming in.
Sure.
For a lot of that is to put a little bit of money toward that just to help someone else to take that over.
Right.
Whether that's, a lot of times it's a kid. I've got a 12-year-old and he knows how to use the internet.
Sometimes they know how to use social media better than the rest of us, right?
Sometimes. you're going to get that level of quality.
Sure.
But that's the budget that you're looking with, or working with.
So a couple things. First of all, I'm trying to pass this podcast off as a really high budget podcast. But
you could start a podcast – for a low
entry. I'm just teasing you because, truthfully, this is costing me next to nothing. I get asked a lot, where are you doing your podcast and how much, money does that cost? Well, we're actually at Unbound in the Meridian Library District and the cost is zero monies to use the studio. And most of the equipment's here. I bring in some of my own, but it's pretty cheap to do this,
Most of the equipment that you bring in is stuff you already own.
Right. It's my cell phone. It's our computer. Two cell phones. And my, yeah, exactly. So works out pretty well. You know, you mentioned the reels for us. We've been kind of having some good dad joke. I don't know if the content's good because, you know, but they're funny. I think they're funny. But actually yesterday for the first time, I was walking past a table and this guy stopped me and said, "Hey, I know you. I've seen your dad joke videos." And I was just like, yes, you know, but we got this opportunity to then talk about Finding Idaho and talk about what I'm doing here in the community, you know, and so it opens up that, you know, those conversations and those opportunities. We're, you know, we're getting thousands of views at least on the reels. Not, it's right. Nothing that's major, but it's free.
Right.
You know, it's all free.
It costs you a little bit of time and energy,
right.
A little bit of thought, and it works.
Right.
It's something.
And it's kind of who I am anyway.
And that's the other big part of like social media, that people always want to be hyper curated.
Mm-hmm.
They want it to be perfect. They want it. No one wants perfect.
Yeah.
They want you to be you. So the more you that you put out there, people are going to get to know you. Thing that happens a lot is people want to work with people they know.
Sure.
So social media is a way for people to get to know you personally.
Mm-hmm.
And your business and what you do and the things you're about. So
right.
That's what people want. That's what you watch.
Right.
You know, tell people a lot of times, just tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
Like your story, a story, you know, if you can't think of something, add a dragon.
Right.
It's great.
Perfect. No, I like that. Okay. So next question on our list here, we have, what is a good app or program for creating digital content?
Well, it depends on the content you want to create.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a, you know, all the different social media platforms and everything, and each one has a different nuances.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do, you know, video and reels and things like that, there's apps like CapCut. Canva does, you know, pictures, layouts, mm-hmm. and those things. As much as on a professional level, I don't like those apps.
Mm-hmm.
They do an amazing job to let you, the end user, the regular Joe, just you're able to have access,
mm-hmm.
For free to cheap.
Sure.
So, you know, you can get Canva for free if you want stamps. Same with CapCut.
Mm-hmm.
The CapCut's a kind of a video editing. So anybody who's ever posted an Instagram video and you have like all the filters and all that stuff,
right.
It's just an upgraded version of that that's just right on your phone.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so this question you alluded to a little bit earlier, but this person wants to know, how much does a social media manager cost and is it worth it? I think this is kind of opening up quite a can of worms, but I'll let you handle the
it's all over the place.
Uh-huh.
The good news and bad news is almost anybody has the opportunity to be a social media manager at this point.
I have an Instagram account. I can manage
right.
your social media.
You sure. know, like I know how to post on the internet. And that's great. And then there's the drawbacks. So there's people who are jumping into it because they want to. They need to, you know, a side gig. They need something like that. And it's kind of a crapshoot. So mm-hmm. a lot of the times those are pretty low entry as far as cost. You know, you're looking probably, you know, a couple $100.
Sure.
Something like that. Or, you know, hiring a family member.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a kid who's in high school and they're learning to do some of this stuff and they know how to use these programs. You can pay them in whatever you want.
I don't, right.
Give them a cookie.
I'll let you continue free room and board at my house.
Right.
Maybe.
You know, I didn't kick you out. You're like, I'm 12, Dad. And you're like, I didn't kick you out.
I didn't.
Uh-huh. All the way up to, you know, you can spend thousands and thousands of dollars.
I know there are some social media managers that are making good money.
Yeah, I mean it's a, you know, it's a great avenue if you're good at it.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to sell yourself and you know how to sell other people.
Sure.
That's the difference between like the entry level and like having like someone, you know, in your family do it versus having a professional do it.
Sure.
Like if you were to hire me to do something like that, I'm going to do market research. I'm going to look at your competitors. I'm going to see what's going on. I'm going to do like an in-depth survey of your whole business in mm-hmm. that aspect. I'm going to help you build, you know, an architecture for potential clients, who your current clients are, what the difference is, and how we're going to target that. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to build a social media strategy based on that.
Gotcha.
Where a lot of other times it's like, oh, I took a picture of the thing I did and I put it on the internet.
Right. Which is something, yeah.
Which is the bare minimum.
It's still something.
And it works.
Right. It's at least some content.
It's content.
So is it safe to say then you get what you pay for?
Absolutely. I mean, and almost anything,
sure,
right?
Most everything. I mean, that's kind of what we do. So what are some things that maybe somebody, if they are looking to maybe take that step of hiring a social media manager, you know, what are some things aside from just price, you know, being all over the place and obviously, you know, maybe they don't want to be at the low end, but what are some things that they can maybe ask that social media manager or verify of what they're doing? How can they vet somebody?
I always recommend a recommendation. Mm-hmm. Ask your friends, ask mm-hmm. other business owners, who are they using? You know, how do they like it?
Right.
Do they think it was worth it? You know,
sure.
Because the proof's in the pudding at that point.
Right.
Otherwise, ask them to, you know, sit down and go over the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you actually do?
Right.
Because sometimes they don't have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who's, you know, in business and you ask them what they do, they should have an answer.
You should know what you do.
You know, like, I mean, and then there's in any business, especially in a service industry,
mm-hmm.
where like, you know, my thought process is really my key skill,
uh-huh.
right? How I do something. So a lot of people in my position don't tell you how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the other side of that. I'll give you about 85-90% of what I'm going to do.
Right.
Because that's where the value is that 10-15%.
Sure.
In how you move forward with it.
Right. Absolutely. Love it. Okay. Do I have to have my small business on all the social media platforms?
Short answer, no.
Mm-hmm.
Long answer, yes. So no, don't try to do everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work in any situation. You know, figure out what you're good at and where your target is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're good with conversations and so you have a content platform that allows you to have conversations.
Sure.
You're good with people, those things. So you highlight that. You do good photography or your work is what you're trying to promote.
Mm-hmm.
So use like Instagram in that case instead of video and instead of a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If your target market is on the older side and, you know, say you're a handyman and your key demographics like the 60-year-old ladies who are recently widowed and they
sure.
just have stuff that needs done, get on Facebook.
Right.
You know, I mean, not that only old people are on Facebook. But
that's know the old, who's where.
But that's the only place they are.
Sure.
You know, they're not going to be on TikTok.
They're not on TikTok.
You know?
It's true.
But on the other side of that, we don't know what the next wave of social media looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to go backwards.
Gotcha.
So the people that are fighting against trying to get on TikTok and fighting against like doing the reels and doing these things in that short form and even using, you know, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be way behind when it changes.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I've had social media accounts longer, but I've, you know, been more involved in social media from a business perspective for 5 years. And I don't even know how many times things have changed as to what is mm-hmm. popular or what's happening or, you know, obviously new platforms that have come up since then. But, you know, that goes kind of into that next question here of, you know, what is trending right now for marketing? And, you know, before you answer that, I mean, it's – I think for us, we've noticed a lot of times that, like you say, it's not going to go backwards. And I find sometimes the challenging thing in managing your own account is that we finally figure out what's moving the needle and what's doing, mm-hmm. you know, getting good at traction.
Right.
And then, you know, what is trending changes or, you know, sometimes it's – you know, Instagram wanting to push certain things and so they don't show your
Absolutely.
Content as much, you know. But it's like we just figure it out and then it's like, well, wait a minute. Where did people go? And, you know, so it's a constant having to keep
right.
up, you know, with what is trending, which can be challenging, but you know, but what is trending right now, and maybe what are ways for people to stay up on what is trending?
Honestly, as far as staying up on it, just being aware, watching, like use your eyes, you can see. And as far as like Instagram, like the algorithms have changed a little bit recently. They're trying to push the stories and the reels a lot more. But if you were paying attention to the you know, the social media as a whole, you would have saw TikTok take a big jump. You know, the reels and the stories is as Instagram and Facebook's answer to that.
Right.
And so they weren't doing it first. They did some other stuff first, sort of. I mean, you know, Facebook was the next level after MySpace.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, you had these the different nuances. But so if you were you had saw TikTok or Musical.ly when it was first starting and you just said, oh, that's for little kids. And I'm not a little kid, so I'm not even going to bother acknowledging it exists.
Right.
And that's where you get caught in that kind of cycle where you're like, oh, I didn't see this coming.
Yeah. And it really, I mean, it took us a long time to get onto TikTok.
Right.
For that very reason, because it felt like, well, that's, you know, that's for the
kids.
Little kids, or, you know, or there's content on there I feel like that, you know, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to have
right.
anything to do with that. And yet, like you say, that's what's up and coming, and that's going to be.
I mean, even, you know, YouTube has their shorts. And so, they're pushing that because of what TikTok did.
Right.
I think we're having a little switch in the trend, even within TikTok. They're going with longer videos. So now it used to be like you can only do a minute and then you can do longer videos after you got so many followers and likes and things like that.
Right.
You got to this certain level, you got more privilege. Now they're up to 10 minutes on TikTok.
Okay.
And that's pretty new within the last few weeks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Where anybody can go and do that. I think you still need 1,000 followers to go live. But they're going to encourage you to do whatever the new thing is. Every platform is going to do it. You know, another thing that's still trending, it's a little bit on the way out, but like Instagram carousels. So, you know, the long format, multiple page scrolling style, informational style, like, you know, like something you could do would be just like, you know, first time home buyer, just basically your slideshow.
Sure. You know? Just kind of go through all the steps.
Right. Sure. You know, doesn't need any audio, doesn't need any narrative. It's just, you know, quick and easy. As far as trends, that, you know, that's kind of where it's going.
Sure.
What's next? I think we're going to longer form. I think YouTube's taking a big jump. Podcasts are taking over. Video podcasts are really doing that, being a little more curated. Yeah. And then on the short form, I think little handheld cell phone walk and talk style is like kind of like you're doing with your dad jokes, like that little just
– it's a little bit here we are just
this
having
is what
a
I'm
conversation.
Doing.
Okay. So is there any Boise-specific marketing avenues that you can talk to us about?
Boise-specific. Well, we have a tendency here in Boise to be a little behind.
That's fair.
I mean, as far as like, you know, technology goes and how people are using it.
Right. It's one of the things I love about Boise, too.
It's a little slower.
It's okay.
Like, it's nice. I like
it. I'm all right
it.
With that.
So, I mean, as far as trends here, I don't see anything super specific that's only here, except for just making any content relevant to the area you're targeting. So if you're a local business that only targets local, like – what do people here in Boise like to do? We like to be outside. It's, you know, the sun just came out. I mean, last week we had snow, but we had an 80-degree day yesterday. You know, so people are outside.
People are outside.
Going hiking, going up to Table Rock, you know, quick hikes, things like that, going out to the mountains and fishing.
We actually just talked about that last week with Justin. So
you know, doing stuff that is relevant to the culture.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so last, before we go, just some best practice tips that you might have for small businesses. What are some last things that you'd really tell somebody that, you know, they really need to be doing? If they're doing any social media marketing for their business, what major tips would you say?
Stay in your wheelhouse. You know, use your skill set. And if you're a good communicator, communicate.
Sure.
You know, if it's written word, if you're better at writing, write blogs, mm-hmm. write articles, you know, write short stories, whatever it is. If you're good on camera, be on camera. If you're mm-hmm. not comfortable on camera, don't do it. People will know.
Right. It's absolutely true.
You know, those kind of things, I think that's really it for small business. Like just know who you are and let other people know.
Sure.
Be true. Don't, you know, we're too eager to be false online and yeah. to not show, like, when you say so much or something like that, right. like while you're talking, it's not that big of a deal.
I'm trying to quit, okay, Josh?
It's not that big of a deal.
I understand. But it really, I think it's critical what you're saying, though. You know, from a real estate perspective, we've tried to do that as much as we can, you know, it's just our Instagram account and, you know, has been very much just who we are, what we're doing as a family, mm-hmm. Those sorts of things. But what I've found is that when I do end up getting to work with somebody on a client level that's been following me on Instagram, we are immediate friends when we actually meet face to face.
Right.
Because of that very thing, they've gotten a chance to get to know me and they want to work with me for that reason mm-hmm. Because they can already relate to me. And those right. are the clients that I want to work with, right? I mean, those are the people that are a blast because it's like, it's a friendship.
Right.
It's,
I mean, people know stuff about you specific. Mm-hmm. You guys are actually really good at this. I've actually used you as examples
yes.
for, you know, when talking to other people who I think aren't at the level where they need to hire someone, but they really do need to take control of it mm-hmm. themselves and do some stuff. I've used this example, like, you're doing the community garden, you got your backyard garden, mm-hmm. and these are things that you're public about.
Right.
You're out in the community, you know, you go to the coffee shop, mm-hmm. you go grab lunch, things like that. You know, you do your dumb dad jokes.
Right.
but it's you. And yeah. so when someone meets you in real life, they're not shocked.
Right.
You know, like, oh, you're not like this on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. But I think that is important, you know, that we just be as real as possible because,
yeah.
you know, social media is known for, like you say, that opportunity to be fake and
right.
not be your real self and hide, you know, or put on a face, you know, so to speak. And
do a character.
Know, doesn't mean we need to – I'm not encouraging people to air all of their dirty laundry on social media. That's a bad idea
no.
too. But just being real and being who you are and being
right.
Somebody that's relatable because
right.
you look at the perfect example of, you know, a human that you see, you know, potentially on Instagram and – or we see in Hollywood and we see
– the airbrushed
you know,
version.
All of this. Yeah. I mean, it's just like you see that and it's like, well, that's not – that isn't attainable. Right.
No.
You know, but and it's not relatable to
like,
the rest
I don't
of
have
us.
The amount of time to get to the gym to look like that every week. Like,
that's
I don't
right.
I don't have 42 hours to be in the gym every week.
We
I
yes.
just can't.
That's fair. That's fair.
Like, got other I walked up to some do. Stairs today. I'll be good.
Right, right. Well, on that note, you know, I don't know what else we can encourage him with, but it really I think you're hitting the nail on the head there with that. Just being real
mm-hmm.
and going out and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only other thing I'd add is, you know, sometimes I've drugged my feet on, you know, even doing this podcast, I drugged
right.
my feet. We had talked about it for a while and, you know, and I struggled because I thought, well, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't really know. And if you go back to the first episode, second episode, you know, it's like each one does get a little bit better.
Right.
And I'm hoping, you know, 10 episodes from now will be even better. But it's like you just got to go. You just got to try
right.
it.
I mean, first time you go live on Instagram, it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
It is. it just is.
Yeah.
You just have to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. And know that you'll get better. You'll get more
like,
comfortable.
Right.
And also, I think even when we're a little weird, people go, oh, well, wow. I can do that.
Yeah. Right. It's encouraging. You're
sure.
Like,
oh. It's something relatable. You know, it's
yeah.
back to that just being real.
Right.
You know, and it can help. So, all right, man. Well, it was great to have you on. Good to see you again, as always. And
appreciate it.
Look forward to seeing you again down the road. So
absolutely.
All right. Thanks, man.
Have a good one.